Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Good Thursday morning, and on the WSIU Almanac, Ted Danson received a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame today in 1999. 34 years ago in Washington, D.C., the Vietnam Veterans Memorial opened to the public. And Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock actor-comedian Tracy Morgan is 48 today. Locally, this Monday is World Diabetes Day, and there are several outreach events going on in Southern Illinois where you can go to get screenings to see if you're at risk. One health event takes place at John A. Logan College in Carterville, the other at Southeastern Illinois College near Harrisburg. And with all the buzz about the upcoming solar eclipse later in 2017, right now there are three man-made machines on the red planet just quietly going about their solar-powered business of exploring Mars. And because of these rovers, we do know there was at least one creek on the now dry planet.
I'll start with Curiosity, since that's the one that's the most recent.
Professor Justin Filiberto of the SIUC Geology Department.
Even from Curiosity landing, we found evidence for water and water flowing. One of its first discoveries was an ancient gravel bed that had been dried up. And if you look at pictures of the gravel bed and you look at pictures of a gravel bed from the Earth, they look the exact same. So we can use that to tell how deep the water was, how fast it was moving. And it wasn't the Mississippi River, but it was a creek, and it was a fast-moving creek back in the ancient times.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for Thursday. Have a good day. Good morning, and here is the November 10th WSIU Almanac. The state of Kentucky outlawed dueling on this day in 1801. On this day in 1969, PBS Television saw the debut of Sesame Street. Locally, the IDNR and the Illinois Conservation Foundation are making grants available for school teachers and youth group leaders for projects designed to help native wildlife like monarch butterflies. Now, the deadline to apply for the Illinois Schoolyard Habitat Action Grant is November the 30th. In CAPE, over 40 pieces of unique fiber art will be on display now through November the 26th. The work is on display at the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri, located at 16B North Spanish Street in Cape Girardeau. As Southern Illinois is busy prepping for the August 21st, 2017 total solar eclipse, the solar-powered Mars rovers have just been quietly busy exploring the red planet. And Dr. Justin Filiberto of the SIUC Geology Department says we already have pieces of the red planet right here on Earth.
I study Martian meteorites, so pieces of Mars that have been blasted off the surface and found in Africa or Antarctica, and we measure those, as well as studying the rocks that we analyze on the surface from the rovers.
How do they get to Earth? I guess in the past, an asteroid has hit Mars and caused this stuff to spread out?
So an asteroid hits Mars, blasts off a piece of its crust. The crust floats through space and gets captured by the Earth and lands on the Earth, and we pick up and find them.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for November the 10th. Enjoy your day.